You know, there are days when you are really challenged in different ways. And this is the point, is that sometimes things come at you, but they shouldn't get into you, but they do. This is why you have to remind yourself, I am the voice. I will lead and not follow. I will believe and not doubt. I will create, not destroy. I am a force for good, therefore I am a force for God. I am a leader. Defy the odds. Set a new standard. And without a doubt, step up, step up, step up. It's got to be done. After the week I've had, it's got to be done. Because challenges come at every... It's like the fiery darts of the enemy. That's why God gives us a whole armor. And that allows us to have a shield of faith to protect against the fiery darts of the enemy. I'm Jenny Russell. Welcome to Her Health and Happiness. Challenged at every bit, but reminded that I am the voice. How you doing? So I've had a day today. We fed my mum her lunch, we put her on the bed, she was there, and then it appears that she had some kind of mini heart attack. So I've spent 7.5 hours in the hospital, and I've come home to record this show to remind myself that I'm a force for God, therefore I'm a force for good. And my mum is defy the odds. Set a new standard. Still got a dance for joy. The Bible reading this morning was, count it all joy when the many trials come. And I said, there's joy through the trials. And it's because your character develops knowing that God is with you. He won't leave you nor forsake you. You need to have something to hold on to. Otherwise, you will drown very quickly in this country. But I'm glad she's back home. My sister's now taken over, she has her. And I can focus on what I'm going to share with you guys this week. So I interviewed a wonderful lady by the name of Stephanie Thompson. I've just done a course of her, Launch Your Course, and I'm telling you, this lady is phenomenal. So we're going to go into that in a moment. But, you know, before we do that, it's just... I got some fantastic feedback. Again, like I said, the next 60-day course starts on Monday. And it's really interesting when you get the chance to speak with people. I mean, I think I shared... No, I didn't. As I said, it's been a week. It started... I went to see a good friend of mine, Dave, a week ago last Thursday. I knew he wasn't well. But then he passed away on Sunday. That was such a shock because we'd just seen him. We had a great time together. Then the same day he passed... Another friend, a really good friend of mine, who I went with to see Dave, she ended up in hospital with high blood pressure and issues around breath and her back. And then my other close friend, Tracy, ended up in a different hospital on Sunday with the same kind of thing, high blood pressure, but then she actually couldn't move. So it was really, I did a live on Instagram and I said, what the health? You know, just not what the hell, what the health? But on top of all of that, the week had passed, and then this week I have to say, where I went to see the physio last Friday. She says it's a great Thursday. It's a grade 2 rupture in my soleus, and it's like swearing. You know, you cannot play tennis for, you know, a little while longer. Don't tell her I went on Monday, and I came back, and I beat the girls who are in the higher team to me. So nice. Coaching a match play. I came back, I stayed on my toes, I listened to the coach, I did really well. And I played really well, and we won our first match, and I was very, very happy. I was happy I came back, my serves were on point, I was more responsive, and by the grace of God, after seeing Susan Finley, North London School's sports massage CEO and founder, and her flushing out my leg, the swollen ankle, the swollen calf, the swollen knee, has finally begun to go down. So it's been a week of testing and challenging and moving through. But by God's grace, Mummy's back home, I'm back home, and life will continue to be blessed and be good. And I've given, that's by God's grace. Because my sister just left this morning to fly to Jordan to run a double marathon. So the last thing I needed to do was one, put it in the family group and worry her, or two, even make her have to turn around and come back. All the vitals for mum were good, everything was good, so I'm just giving thanks in all things, it says. Pray at all times. I just confessed and spoke Psalm 91 over my mum, reminding myself that God has not given me the spirit of fear, but power, love and a sound mind, and that prayer does work. And I reminded myself of those things. I came back home and my young son, I just rang him like, I'm so hungry. And he put the chicken and roasted the chicken. I've come back home and I've stuffed my face. And here I am, but ready to share with you, ready to share the fact that we still have blessings and we still have favour. And this Thursday, I'm in the audience on Question Time. Oh, saw it on, I haven't watched it for ages. I used to watch it with my ex and my son all the time. And I just happened to turn it on last week and I saw that, you know, next week we're in Tottenham, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, Tottenham, it's down the road, really. It's about 5 miles, 6 miles down the road. So I applied and I've got my ticket. So that's really quite exciting. So this show comes out Thursday, daytime. If you get to hear it and you get to see on BBC Question Time, look out for Crazy Sexy Cool. I'll be in the audience. All right, then. So without further ado, I'm going to play a trail first now, and then I'll do and get straight into the show. But just before I do that, I wanted to say that it's really interesting because I've been doing all these lovely spoken words and different bits for where we are, because it's really interesting. So, like, you know, self-awareness, self-love, the she in she comes first. Each day I'm sharing a different part of who we are and where we find ourselves. And I think really, if we are able to write up these little ways of seeing ourselves, then I think we can really be able to have a better way of expressing what it is we want, where it is we want to be, and how it is we want to do things. Because self-love, it just whispers, you're beautiful, you're bold. Self-care says, let me take your hand, let me guide you and nurture you and help you prioritize your needs. Self-awareness asks you, do you really know yourself? Are you truly aware? Do you hear those little whispers and shouts that your body's saying? Self-love is the essence of your being. Self-care looks after the physical and emotional side of you. But self-awareness is like the lamp unto your feet and the light to your path. And it kind of guides you to understanding and advocating for your intimate and overall health. And that literally is the S in she comes first. Then you've got the H. And that's like, and I shared this, these are on my Instagram, so you can find them at Pelvic Secret. I've done them as little tiny spoken words. There is a pattern in life, just like a dance, a coordination that sets your health stance. The second letter in she comes first, you'll see, the letter H, for hormonal harmony. It's within the symphony, cycles find their flow, from moonlit rhythms to fertility's glow. Uterus and ovaries converse in a silent spree, whilst nutrition, hydration, thoughts and sleep decree. So choose to dive deeper into this intricate dance where balance and wellness is never just by chance. In the poetry of hormones, you'll find your keys to unlock the secrets of hormonal harmony. You are the she and she comes first. Decide, choose, know your worth. That is your she. And then you, of course, you have the last letter. Just the three letters, just to give you an idea of what the 60-day journey is really about. The third letter in she, that inconspicuous letter E, emotional empowerment, a luminous dream within we, where our thoughts become rivers of emotions in flow, shaping the currents of our joys or woe. For in the realm of emotion, energy thrives, a chant of our thoughts where focus arrives, and with each thought, a ripple, a wave, impacting the hormonal harmony we crave. So let's once again dive into our wellspring of self, where energy in motion runs wild in wisdom stealth. In the alchemy of focus lies the key to unlock the power of she to set our souls free. It really is understanding that each letter in she comes first is also an avatar character that looks at an area of health or an area of well-being or describes us as females in our emotional, hormonal, physical, structural, breath-like, nutrition-like state. And it allows you to have an opportunity to go, wow, I resonate with that person. And then you look at those eight principles of total health, the thoughts, the breath, the hydration, the sleep, the nutrition, the movement that matters, the intimate health, the social connection. And you can really see which cog in your wheel is kind of a bit bent and why your wheel doesn't turn quite the way in which it should. But understanding self-love, self-care, and self-awareness, and how they are so intrinsically intertwined, and their impact on hormonal harmony, and its impact on those, and the impact on emotional empowerment, and its impact on hormonal harmony, and the impact on self-care, self-love, and self-awareness, really sets up the scene for us to understand what comes first is, and the eight principles of total health. If you want to book your place, and you want a slot, because it starts this Monday, the 29th of April, then you can find me and send me a message on Instagram and TikTok and X at Pelvic Secrets, P-E-L-V-I-C, or LinkedIn and Facebook, Jenny Russell. Or you can email me, pelvicsecrets@icloud.com. Now, let's play that trail.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with NasalGuard for pet lovers. NasalGuard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair, and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try NasalGuard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about NasalGuard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Now, this week we are in for a treat. So, my show is about female intimate health and the whole person. And this week, I want to put someone in the spotlight who's just been like a lifesaver to me. When it comes to understanding, there's a certain etiquette to coaching. There's a certain etiquette to exercise. There's a certain etiquette to cooking. There's a certain etiquette for everything. But when it comes to understanding how to be able to maximize the ideas you have, how to bring them to market, how to engage an audience and bring them in. But then to understand the tech side of how to make it more seamless and streamless, there is only one person. One person. She doesn't wear a cape. I'm going to get one made for her. But there's only one superwoman when it comes to this. And her name is Stephanie Thompson. Now, let me just do the intro before I bring her in, because she's flying in. We've got a launch pad for Stephanie. She has to come in on a helicopter, glide down like an angel. Let me launch her, all right? Okay. Stephanie Thompson is your ready-to-launch mentor, a multi-award-winning international online business coach, multiple best-selling author, international radio presenter, global speaker, has appeared on TV, radio, and is the founder of Launch Your Course Academy, which we are just finishing. I can't believe the year's gone already. But anyway, Stephanie says, learning to be a coach provides a wonderful set of transformational skills. Establishing an online business requires a whole different skill set, which is the part I help coaches with. Conquering the overwhelm, I offer a combination of heart-centered coaching, clarity, big one, and accountability to my international clients so they take courage, create their funnel, and confidently fill their program in 90 days or less. Stephanie, you angel, you. Welcome to Her Health and Happiness.
Oh, Jenny, it's absolutely fabulous to be absolutely fabulous to be here, should I say. And thank you so much for inviting me. It's been joy working with you, and I'm really looking forward to this.
So am I. So I titled this interview Stephanie's World, because I just thought, I want to get into your world. So I was introduced to this lady, Anjanita Provost, right? And I got her book, Networking in Stilettos. And it is a real, like, you know, it's really amazing, because when you asked us, one of the things you asked us was, you know, what would you like to earn in a year? And a lot of people are very scared about this big audacious number. They're scared to actually say it. If they say it, that means I've got to do something about it, right? And then when you take it down and you say, right, okay, so it means this amount this month, this amount this month, this amount this month. All of those things, when you start to break them down into little micro steps, you go, oh my God. Those steps are so huge. How am I supposed to? It's like doing hurdles, and like, instead of being a straight line all the same height, it's like, hold on, why are they making the hurdles higher? How did you realize that people need to be able to hurdle and stretch their legs, hurdle and stretch their legs and pop up? How did you get into this world, Stephanie? And we give you thanks that you're here. What made you jump into this world, and how did you realize there was a strategy and an etiquette, I want to call it an etiquette, to online coaching?
I love business, inside and out. There's no two ways about it. I absolutely adore business. And I can eat, sleep and drink business all day, every day. My ex-husband was a florist. My parents were commercial growers. I've been in small, medium enterprise companies and corporate companies. And I've been surrounded by business. And I just love it. I can do all the woo-woo stuff. I can do all the heart-centered stuff, but I love business. And for me, it's all about having a focus, creating a plan, taking courage, and taking action. And if you have those four, you won't go wrong.
Okay, repeat them again. Just repeat those four again.
Having a focus, creating a plan, taking courage, and taking action.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you have a focus, so you introduced me and we were talking about one of the sessions that we did was how much do you want to earn in a year? So if you want to earn, let's do really simple numbers. If you want to earn £12,000 in a year, that's your focus. What's your plan? Well, I've got everything in place now, so I want to earn £1,000 each month. So that's your plan, £1,000 a month. Take courage is, okay, right, I've got to get visible. I need to do some posts. I need to actually get myself out there to be able to sell it. And then you've got to take the action by actually doing it and making the sales and coaching the people through it. And then at the end of the 12 months, you've got £12,000. Win-win.
If you have courage and take action. That's what I think. And I think actually what I really love about that is actually the very first one is focus. So because I mean, I've been online with you. And I didn't jump on the first few months. So that was my own fault. But the vault is there. The chassis vault, and the vault is there to be able to use all the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, how do you get, because for me, it's like sometimes people have a million ideas in their head. Mm-hmm. How do you help women to focus on one? Because when, you know, there's all this whole thing about residual income and having multiple streams of income. But how do you get a person, especially when, you know, for me with intimate health, I know that that whole sort of self-will, and it was all locked in the sex and reproductive organs. So they have all these butterflies in their stomach and all this anxiety. And especially if they're coming out of a relationship, or, you know, like myself as a single mother, you're thinking, right, well, I've got to be the breadwinner. I've got to be the sort of male and female. I've got to do all of these things and juggle all these balls at the same time. And I need to make money because I've got all these ideas in my head. How do you help a person that turns up on to launch your course to actually focus on one and know which one to focus on? Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And I totally get it. And yes, there are people who come up with a plethora of ideas. And then there are others who think, I don't know what to do. And you've got the range in between. And the ones with the plethora of ideas, we start breaking it down. And it's a case of, right, let's just put them all on a piece of paper somewhere. And then we start seeing, well, if we did that, it would lead into that, that would lead into that. And so what we do is we're getting down to the lowest common denominator. And there might be two, but the lowest common denominator, that's the first step. And when we've got that first step in place, the next thing, we just need to build a little bit to it, and it becomes the next thing. And then we just need to build another little bit to it, and it becomes the next thing. And before you realize it, you've actually got the whole plan planned out. But it comes down to, what's the first step? It's like, you said about baking a cake. It's like saying, right, I want a Christmas cake. So you go out and you buy the icing. Can't do anything with the icing.
Until you've made the cake.
You've got to buy the sherry. You've got to buy the fruit. You've got to steep it all together. Then you've got to bake it and mature it and feed it and marzipan it. And then you can put the icing on it. So it's a little bit like the people that come to me with all these ideas. We've got to narrow it down to get down to what's the base thing that we need in place to build on?
Yeah, the foundation. And that's a great analogy, because for me, with pelvic floor, it is the foundation of the trunk. Now, the foundation is something we don't see. And I love that analogy you just used, because I'm going to go and see a friend of mine who's not very well at the moment, later on with another friend, Maureen. And Maureen's a baker, and she makes cakes. Now, Maureen is the queen of making cakes, but she's not that adept at the icing. But we spoke recently, and I said to her, you need to learn how to ice a cake. Because as you mentioned, someone said they want to make a Christmas cake, for instance. That's the icing of all the ideas they have. And in order for that to be seen, you have to bring all the ingredients in first. And I said, the problem is, when you do all these beautiful cakes, everyone sees the icing and just goes, oh my God, Stephanie, did you ice that cake? Oh my God, where'd you get that cake? And they talk about what they see. But actually, I don't like icing, but I love a good looking cake. But when you cut the cake, everyone goes, oh my God, this cake is amazing. But they don't go and say to the person that's iced the cake, did you make the cake? They just assume you did everything. So you end up taking the credit for someone else's work. But the crux of the matter is what it is. And I think when it comes to the business, it's the same thing. I could have a million ideas, but actually, foundationally, all of those ideas really start with one thing.
The base step. Yeah.
Yeah.
The base step. Yeah.
Yeah. And I suppose, like, when I asked you just now, I read out your bio. I love that. You know, it's such a deep bio. And when you read it out, I've said to my clients, I've got them to do their own. It's like a living eulogy. When somebody else reads out your bio, you go, did I do that? Have I done that? It almost sounds like, nah, that can't be me. It's all these things. And literally, it's a snippet. Now, guys, I'm reading this off Messenger on my phone. So this is literally a paragraph. It's a snippet of what this amazing lady is and what she has done. It hasn't gone into the personal life or anything, but it sums up what you can do for other people. And I suppose really that is what lights you up. Because when I asked you, like, my dad did this, my mom did it, ex-husband did this, and you just, you know, but I love business. There was a dance in your voice, which lets me know that this is from your heart. It comes from your baby toe and it just comes through you. And I suppose that's another way of being able to help women to discover what their passion is or their purpose. Because when they speak about it, it's like you have to press the stop button. Does that make sense?
I totally get it. And the thing is, you can see it as well. If you're standing with somebody or you're looking at them on Zoom or whatever, and they start talking about whatever it is, they absolutely light up from the inside out. You're exactly the same. Get you talking about intimate health and you absolutely bloom in front of you. Yeah, you do. And so you could, when somebody says, well, I don't know what to talk about, well, you say, well, what do you really enjoy doing? Because Jenny, I'm sure you'll agree with me, there are a lot of tasks in these jobs that are pretty boring, monotonous, but they are a necessity. But if you're then doing something you don't enjoy, you're teaching a topic that you don't enjoy, then you're just never going to be motivated to get it done. Whereas if you're teaching something that you love and can talk about all day, like I can about business, you know, I could stand up in front of a group of people for a whole day without a script and take them on a journey all about building a business. I'd love it, you know, because I've got that knowledge and that passion. So being able to identify the passion, and it's quite often either skills that they did at work that they enjoyed or it's hobbies that they enjoy doing. Very rarely do they go off and do something totally random. It does happen, but very rarely.
Mm. And do you find with women that do it, I mean, because you've also got men on the course as well, but do you find, because there's a, you know, especially since I call it the pandemic, right? So I just say it's a pandemic. But since that time, mm-hmm. more people are obviously, if they're looking at themselves again, they're thinking, well, I don't need to go back and do a full-time post. I could actually just do, I could launch my own business. I could launch my business and launch my course. And I think when we spoke the other day, I remember you saying that you know, you're very used to working on one-to-one. And I'm that person as well. I do a lot of work one-to-one. So I find it really, you know, I did Lisa Johnson's course a couple of years ago, launched, you know, one-to-many. And I didn't get so much from it. It was good, but I struggled with it in some places. But what I find is that I don't mind doing one to many, but I used to do that when I used to teach loads of classes, when you just do your exercise classes. But once I became a Czech professional, I realized, but why Paul's not so keen on group exercise? Because you've got 30, 40, 50, 60. I used to do a class of 125 people. There are 125 different case histories in front of you. And you're giving them this generic exercise and asking very little questions, any pregnancies, any injuries. That's all you're asking them. You're not asking them anything. So you don't really know what you're dealing with. When it comes to this course you've got now, what I love about the course is the way you give everybody an opportunity to speak. How can I help you? What do you need? You know, and what helped you to drill down and have one for understanding how to use Kartra, that CRM platform, one for getting stuff done, which I think is an absolutely fantastic platform. Because if Dave, when you're just like, shit, the day's gone. I mean, oh, sorry, sugar, the day's gone. And I haven't got nothing done. Yeah. And then you've got this 1 hour, it's an hour, isn't it? And you just drill down, right? You ask a few questions, right? Okay, I'm here if you need me, get on with something. And it's a really good way of getting people to, that's like going to the office if you're a self-employed person, being in the office and working, isn't it?
It's a co-working. It's a commitment to get stuff done. So I call it get stuff done. And then I do that on a Monday. And then on the Wednesday, we do questions time. So anybody can come and ask questions, because I want everybody to be able to be moving forward at the pace they want to, but they have the resources so that they can crack on with what they're doing. But yes, I've got to agree with you, that one-to-one time is really important, and clients can use it how they choose, but that one-to-one time as well to dive deep into the business, and it builds that wonderful connection with each individual client as well. It's great. So I can get a better understanding of their business. And the vault will have all sorts of information in it. And that's great. But we can actually create a plan for each individual coach. It's wonderful. I love it. I love doing it.
Yeah. And I think what's so special about your course as well is that there is the human touch, and it's the connection to you. Because a lot of these, and I understand when they get really big, I understand that. But a lot of these courses, when they do become so big, you've got a team. So the person is the front person pulling you in. But once they've pulled you in, they're not available for you to have access to. And that does make a big difference. And it makes a big difference to some people's motivation. Because some people go, oh, but I thought we was going to see Stephanie today. Like, you know, I mean, I did Tony Robbins. Remember I said I did Tony Robbins a couple of weeks ago at the end of the month. And it was a really good, that's the first time I've ever dived into his world. And he does 4 days and they're really deep, like 14, 16 hour days. They're long days. So he does like day, I think it's day one and day three. Then of course he has his team on day two and day four. Some people were typing in the chat like, no, but I've paid for this course and I thought I'd see Tony all the time. But I think, well, you've got, he's got hundreds of thousands on the course, which makes it affordable for so many people, number one. Number two, the man is on there for 15 hours giving you his time, right? He's giving you 30 hours in 2 days. Yeah. And his team, he's obviously trained to a great level. And he does it in such a way that it's me, then it's them, then it's me, then it's them. So I didn't feel like I was being robbed of his time, because he gives you a lot of his time. But that... if you find it hard to connect to the other people, it meant that people had lost the essence of what was being taught, because he'd given so much information on the first day that because it wasn't him, people weren't receptive to what was being said on the second and fourth day, which is sad, really, because it was a fantastic course. All 4 days were, and the people that spoke were great. With yours, we have you, that we have the Monday. You know, you used to do the Monday lunchtime, set the intention setting, which you put onto Facebook, then 5 o'clock, then 7 o'clock, then Wednesday, you've got another call again. So we've got a lot of time and we've got it for a whole year.
That's right.
For a whole year. And then we have the 8 hours that you give us one-to-one time with you on the top of that. So who is Stephanie when she's not doing all of this stuff?
Oh, I love knitting. I adore knitting. Just blooming love knitting. And I've got two gorgeous granddaughters and I've got two gorgeous daughters and two grandchildren, one of each, boy and a girl. I am very fortunate, touch wood, I am very fortunate. I still have both my parents as well at my ripe old age. So family time. Yesterday was games day. We have a games day where we come together and we sit around the kitchen table and we play games. And that's what I love doing. Absolutely. I love cooking. I love knitting. Knitting has gone all over the world because people say, can you do this for me? And I do. So I just love it. So that's me, who I am. But I just want to pick up on something. One of the foundations that we talked about earlier, and you were saying about the business and how it evolves and that sort of thing. One of the things is understanding the model that you actually want your business to do. That's the key, because once you know the model, then you can build your business. And that time that we spend so often throughout the week, each month in, month out, it helps build and put that model into place. So those foundations, crucial, Angel, no matter what sort of foundations they are. You know, I remember sitting with my grandmother learning to knit in, round, through, off, in, round, through, off. If I didn't have that foundation, I wouldn't be able to make the amazing articles that I make today.
And you can knit at breakneck speed as well, I suppose, yeah?
Yes, I can. Yeah.
Like a touch typist.
Yeah, it is. It's just like that. Yes, because my mum... when my mum's 90 this year, she's getting on in age and she's sort of slowing down a bit now, and she watches me knitting and she says, how do you knit so fast? I'm just trying to find something. I know that it's a radio show, but I just want to show you one of my articles, Jenny. That is something that I created.
Oh, wow. That is amazing. She's showing me. It's a lovely little, it's a jacket, isn't it? Cardigan.
Jacket, yeah.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Teardrops, like little teardrops.
It is, oh God, what are those things with the big peacock feathers?
Oh, peacock feathers. Yes. Oh, amazing. Wow, now that is seriously detailed. So where can people go and find that? That's what they want to ask me. Where can we go and have a look at that?
Well, you can't actually, because the pattern is one feather. And what I did was I made multiple feathers and then created it into the jacket. I don't actually have a pattern to follow for that.
Wow. That's no, but I mean, to see the finished work, like on, do you share those things on Instagram?
I'll send you the picture.
Yeah, this is absolutely amazing. The thing is, it's like, if you were not doing this, launch your course, I reckon you'd be doing knitting. Because when I asked you, you went, oh my God, I absolutely love knitting. That was another passion. It's like, whoa. I think you could stand on a stage all day and talk about that as well.
Well, over the years, people have said, Stephanie, you ought to open a cake shop, a cake and cafe shop. Mm. And I've always turned my nose up and said, no, I'd open a wool shop. And I'd have a wool shop and serve tea and cakes in the corner. But I'd open a wool shop mainly. So, love it.
Yeah, but that'd be a lovely combination where you could have those lessons and come in. My sister, she worked at IBM. Well, that's it. My sister worked at IBM, but she's very creative. She makes lots of things. And she's just got into macrame. So she's going to Seville to do a macrame course in, I think it's June, I think she said. Nice. But she's made some real amazing bits and pieces. And she's come out of cybersecurity. She's umming and ahhing, I'm going to work for someone else. And now she's like, I'm not really sure. I think maybe. And now she suddenly realised arts and crafts are big business. But, she produces some absolutely amazing things. But, going back to what you do, there's some amazing women that sign up on the course, and some amazing guys as well that sign up on the course. You've had some amazing speakers that just told us some stuff. You know, the guy we had the other day who had problems with his internet, just actually, realising that, I think the thing that people struggle on the most is, and for me, is which social media platform should I be on? That's a really hard one for people and business, and to know where it is. How do you, do you just spend the time doing the algorithms? How do you always be so up to date with the changes of the, you've told us what's happening with Facebook this month. Where do you get that stuff from?
I just pick it up from articles, from talking with other coaches, because I'm in multiple groups like you are, like most coaches are. I've got various coaches of my own that are teaching me stuff whilst I'm teaching forward, because I want to up level myself. And I just pass on information. I just do it. And which social media platform, which one do you like being on the most? Start with that one. LinkedIn, because I'm business, I probably should be on LinkedIn, but it doesn't flow for me quite the same. So I'm on Facebook, but somebody else I know is really into Instagram. So it doesn't matter. Just pick one and take action. Don't paralyze yourself by thinking, well, which one should I do? Should I do this one? Should I do that one? And end up taking no action at all. So remember, focus, a plan, courage, action.
Action, yeah.
You've got to take the action.
Yeah, and I think that's really, really important, because I think, obviously the guy said the second biggest search engine besides Google is YouTube. And I underutilize my YouTube channel. Whereas my son says, Mum, most people that I see wanting to do things are all on Instagram. Then it's having the right, it's knowing which tools to have to do the editing, and it's the, it's Canva, and it's Kartra, and it's this, and it's that. And you suddenly, you can become very easily drowned in it. So I suppose, really, it's if you're in a position to be able to send some stuff out and pay for it to be done, it's probably in the best position. But I think you said something very important there, and Anjanita is my coach at the moment, is that I think the mistake a lot of people think or make is they assume that once you've got to a set point and you have the prices you charge, you don't actually do anything more for yourself. But if you don't, like you said, all this information, because social media is, it changes like that, doesn't it? It's just literally you snapping fingers and everything's changing. And it's literally almost instant. And when it comes to intimate health and female health, it's exactly the same. It changes like that. Because it changes based on your emotional history and the decisions that you make. That makes a big difference to how you even get into a business and move the business forward. And we need to have a coach to help us. One of the things that's quite interesting is that a lot of people want to make money, a lot of money, but they're one, too scared to verbalize that they want it. So there's a whole stigma attached to, if I say how do I do it? But the second one I think was the most important one is, how do you help women who don't know how to pitch themselves or sell themselves? Because they've got to sell their course.
It comes down to confidence. Okay. It comes down to confidence in the course that they're offering, the results it will create, and confidence in themselves that they can deliver that result. And when you've got all of those in place, then it's just down to the words that you use. And somebody can teach you that bit. But unless you've got that confidence, and probably the same for your intimate health, unless you've got that confidence that things are improving and things are getting better, and you know, you feel grounded in what you're doing, then it won't happen. And the other thing is, Jenny, just to add to the list, is there's a lot of people, they see the big gurus like Tony Robbins creating these 100,000 audiences and the likes, and they think if they put out a link, they'll have all these people sign up, you know, chuck it over the wall job. Don't work.
Oh my God, I tell you, it's the hardest bit.
Yeah, but you've got to put the work in. So you've got to have a focus, a plan, have courage and action. But confidence is huge, and not ego, just confidence.
Yeah, but there's a fine line between confidence and ego. I also said, you know, between confidence and arrogance. In 2011, when we had the riots over here in London, I wrote a self-development plan for children. And my son, I tried to get my son involved, but it wasn't his thing, it was mine. And I called it Just Like Me. And I was really looking at the sort of relationship or the interpretation of words and how they're married together. So for me, it was confidence and arrogance, it's accountability, responsibility, you know, responsibility, accountability, and literally looking at how these words come together, because that was, you know, we're looking at all these so-called feral people in children and what they're doing, but actually they're taking a lot of their lessons from the people in charge and in government, because they're just the worst, you know. I mean, we go through this whole pandemic, we get told we can't do this, we can't go and see, we might kill granny, all this stuff, and then they have parties and go, well, I didn't realize I was doing anything wrong. It's like, well, if no one can come to your house and people come to your house, it makes no sense. So your actions you can explain away, but their actions you can't. The thing I always say is that young people, when they want to destroy things, the mistake they make is they destroy their own back garden. You don't destroy your garden, you go and destroy someone else's. But I looked at those words, and as you mentioned, confidence, ego, they are so closely interlinked. But that confidence for me is the, you know, and I had this thing where Mr. Jones, they were going for an interview, three teenagers. One's sitting sort of slouched in the chair, like, you know, really not bothered. The other one's sitting with his head down and doesn't want to look up. And the other one's sitting very, you know, good posture, very astute. So you literally, the filming was supposed to be, it didn't happen because my son didn't turn up at the school to do it. So we went to another conversation. But the whole thing was like, you just go, Mr. Jones. So the arrogant one jumps up, yeah, well, you know, sort of slap hand, whatever. The timid one kind of comes along, very sort of timidly, head down, shakes hand. And the confident one comes and says, hi, I'm Mr. Jones, nice to meet you, hand out. That's the difference. And then really to cut it and ask the children, which one do you think got the job? Now, the one that's timid may actually have the better experience, the better ability, the better skills, but that uncertainty that he displayed doesn't give confidence to the person that wants to take them. That makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. If you don't believe in yourself, how can anybody else believe in you? And it comes through in the words that you use, your mannerisms, your facial expressions. So, you know, like I can only say confidence is the main thing when it comes to sales. That you can learn the words, but unless you've got that confidence, it won't happen.
It is quite a hard one. So let me ask, we'd have to wrap up now, but it's been absolutely fantastic talking to you, honestly.
I love it.
So you run it for a period of time, then you take a break for how long before you start the next one? When will you start the next one?
I will be starting the next one in June.
Okay, so you only have a couple of months off.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's kind of a bit like when I do the 60-day, just take a month and a half or so and then do the next 60-day. So you end up running So you, obviously yours is a year. I end up running mine 3 or 4 times a year. Yours is once a year, but that's great. So if people sign up in June, is there a cutoff? So like if they miss the first couple of weeks, can they still come in or?
Yes, because of the way I've set it up and because of the one-to-one work and because of the regular calls, if they don't come in till July, it won't be the end of the world. They won't miss much and they can soon catch up anyway. Because I've got all the PDFs and all the videos and all the recordings as well. So they can soon catch up, not a problem at all.
Oh, absolutely fantastic. So where can people go? Because they need to know where to go, where to find you. What's your most social media handle? I know you said it's Facebook. And where will people go so they can sign up? Because I think, you know, there's lots of people who have new businesses and I think you are just the woman for it.
Oh, thank you.
I think, I know. Not I think, sorry. I don't think you're the woman for it. I know you are the only woman for it. Let me get that right. There we go.
So they can contact me through my website, which is stephaniethompsoncoaching.com.
And you're Thompson without the P, aren't you?
No,
with the P.
I'm a fully loaded Thompson.
You're a proper Thompson.
Fully loaded.
Thompson, yeah. You're a Thompson. That's how they find you. stephaniethompson.com, yeah?
stephaniethompsoncoaching.com.
Coaching.com. Okay, and on Facebook?
If you put in Stephanie Thompson, new coaches, they'll find me. It's new coaches, launch your course.
Fantastic, fantastic. And if they want to find out and ask you when you're going to open up the wall shop?
They can message me.
Oh, Stephanie, thank you so much for your time.
Angel,
honestly,
thank you.
Stephanie said, oh, so this Monday's our last call. And today, actually, today is our last call, isn't it? Today's the last. It's like, oh, anyway, I'm glad. I'm going to start using the vault because I've had my password. She's like, and she's so kind as well. She just goes, she doesn't go, I sent it to you before, you know, what's your problem? She goes, Angel, this is your password. I'll send it to you again just in case you've lost it. I look at your bloody thing, really. It's like, let me just send it to you again. She's fantastic. Because some people like me are not easy to work with. What did you say again? Where's that bit? I can't do that. Why can't do it? It's all like that.
All is good, sweetheart. All is good. We can do it all at your pace. It's no problem.
Fantastic. And always with a smile on your face. That's what I love. So we both smiling all the time, which is great.
Yeah. It's good
fun. All right. All right, my darling. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, Angel, it's been an absolute joy. Thank you so much for inviting me. You look after yourself. I'll see you soon. You
yeah, take care.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
Nature's medicine for modern living. A people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world. And hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.health, reconnecting people and plants.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Well, what can I say? Once again, Stephanie, thank you so much for your patience, for my long-winded questions, and for, again, just answering everything in such an eloquent manner. Honestly, if you haven't booked it yet and you're considering, you want to start your own business and you're not really sure where to go, honestly, when I tell you, launch your course is actually such an easy-to-access, amenable course with an abundance of resources. And, you know, said I loved the Mondays, you know, because there's times when you know you've got to get stuff done. So when she has those sessions where you get stuff done, it's just fantastic. People come together, you get the chance to ask questions. Then there's a little tiny teacher all the time each week to just something to help you that you may need to consider, or bringing in different guests to just help you in different areas of the business you're not really sure about. And then, of course, you've got accountability buddies that are just there. We are just encouraging each other and just building up your business. So, you know, all of it is just, it's a win-win. It really, really is. It's a fantastic course. LaunchYourCourse.com. I would really look it up if I was you. But we have come towards the end of the show, and I hope that this has inspired you. As I said, you know, right at the top of the show, I spent, 9 hours in the hospital with my mother, but I'm giving God thanks that she's back home, you know, and prayer does work. So we'll continue to pray for her. I know she's, by God's grace, will be 88 in June. She's the longest surviving member in her family to date. And by God's grace, she will make it. But we also know that at this point here, where her body is beginning to not play the way in which it should, her mind has already reverted back to that of a child. And so she's nonverbal. You know, it's more about our selfishness. But you don't want to lose your mother. You don't want to lose the last parent you have. But you still need to remember that, you know, I can still keep my body in a beautiful state. And to be thankful and grateful in all things, that's all I can encourage you to do. And to know that if we have health, the best thing we can do is build it up. So book your place on the next 60-day journey. Until next week, in health and happiness. Stay blessed, stay safe.